Well, Sam Ashton trying to get through the ball out quickly.
And he did, to a barrel player.
But he's got it back.
So. Yeah, he took a deflection. The barrel player tried to chip the ball forward, took a deflection, and Sam Ashton grateful to get that ball back.
Carl
distributed
Jacobs
up the right.
Long ball to Norton. Now then, Norton on the right-hand side, slides it back.
Four plays in the box.
Ovington now, can he get this ball across for FC?
He does. Norton. There's a shot, goes in.
It's got it! It's got it! It's got it!
Yes!
FC United have taken the lead here with about 13 minutes to go. What a... And that really was a great long ball. Norton slid it in. Ovington slid it across. And it was finished, we think, by Norton and then touched in by... Confirm the scorer for you.
When it comes up on the scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Paul could tell us.
Now then. Now this is a real test, seriously, of FC's... It's a real test now for FC.
The statistician believes it was Norton that scored. We shall see.
Carlos Rocker. The goal scorer, according to the scoreboard, is Carlos Rocker. But now, big test for FC.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Very excitable, aren't we, for some reason this weekend. But hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio. We're pre-recording this on Friday evening. That's because I have to be somewhere on Saturday morning, very, very early on Saturday morning. But joining me at a more civilised hour, on the other end of the phone now, from Belgium, it's the man who puts his name to this very show. It's Swampair.
Now,
yes.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good morning, good
yes.
evening, and welcome wherever you are around the world, radio listener. Ben,
yes.
You're either an absolutely a genius at clapping, or you actually had someone else in the background clapping there, because it sounded so far away and so distant, it couldn't have been you.
No, I've been in musical acts before, and I'm aware of the importance of clapping and doing it at the right levels and the right tempo and that kind of thing. So it was no accident.
Okay.
No accident.
In fairness, you should have had the musical acts, because I've seen your older work, and the acts was probably the best thing that could have happened to all of your previous musical work, and indeed taste.
I was misunderstood. I was channeling Sid Barrett and the Vaselines, and no one got it at the time. Just waiting for someone to go. Very clever that. I'm sure they will at some point.
Yeah, very, very clever that, but we've heard it all before. But anyway, good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon to you, Ben.
Hello. So FC United travelling to Barrow on Saturday afternoon, and we're very, very excited, aren't we, Swampy? Very, very excited. Very, very excited.
I think anticipation. I'm staying in this evening. I'm staying sober all evening. No, very much looking forward to it. Very excited. And it's going to be a terrific afternoon, one would hope. The only problem we have, Ben, is probably the weather.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be chucking it down and windy and horrible.
Which is basically, isn't that come to Barrow? It's windy, it's horrible, and it's always chucking it down. Isn't that strap line?
That's Cumbria. That's the strap line for the Cumbrian Tourist Board, surely.
Yeah, hold on. Well Barrow's in Cumbria, Ben. LA 13, LA 14. You know, it's not LA as in Los Angeles, it's LA as in the Lake District, Cumbria.
Mm. Of course, Barrow, if you're old schoolers, obviously Barrow is part of Lancashire as well. It's a bit of a halfway house, but very much travelling to Barrow. At some point we'll arrive, a bit of public service information. The M6 is closed from Birmingham all the way up to Scotland or something, somewhere in between. But the way people are talking, it's like...
The M6 is actually closed. Just closed. From start to finish, it's closed. And it's never going to reopen.
I mean, yeah, the way people are going on. I think it's two junctions, is it? Or something like that?
Yeah, it's... I mean, in all fairness, I mean, if you get the train, it makes no difference.
Well, I'm not getting the train, Swampy, and there's a lot of supporters who aren't getting the train either. That's very unhelpful attitude you're putting...
Well, actually, to be honest, Ben, it would be a more helpful attitude if supporters did get the train, because then the environment wouldn't be in the situation it's in. If we all actually had adhered to the... Although saying that, I think that coastline itself actually, and going all the way up to Barrow, I don't even think it's electrified. I think they're still using coal.
This is a tough test for FC United on Saturday. There's no other team playing as well as Barrow at the moment in all of non-league football. This is a tough ask.
Oh yeah, of course it is. It's Neil asked for the best team to come up against FC, and he got his wish. You know, Barrow at the moment scoring on all cylinders. They're playing well. They put seven past Ebbsfleet, down to 10 men Ebbsfleet, and they are second bottom of the division. But you know, they still did a job on them, and they're going to be a very, very difficult team to beat. You know, they've got centre forward in Scott Quigley, 6'4". He's scored 15 goals in 25 games for them. He's an ex-professional. He's played primarily in the Welsh leagues, in the Welsh Premier League, and also he's two-footed. He's got pace. And they've got an abundance of talent and quality. That's why they're top of the division, you know. They're a team, I'm led to believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think they train every day as well. I think they're one of the few that actually have a three-stroke-four-day training schedule.
Now, obviously, Barrow are taking no chances as well. I think we've been described as a very technical side with a few players to watch, and Barrow are looking at one player in particular. But that's tough to predict which player they are actually looking at, because there's quality all over the place, and, you know, obviously there's the headline acts that you'd imagine, oh, that's who they're looking at, but they could be looking at anyone at the moment, the way FC United are playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, both teams will give each other the respect that they deserve. You know, FC United currently third in the division, only 4 points off top and 1 point from second spot with a couple of games in hand over Lancaster. And Neil has looked at them himself, and his management team have looked at Barrow. They've seen the quality. They've also seen where they can probably maybe try and manipulate and try and work a little bit of magic and, you know, pinpoint where they can maybe work their quality. And the same with Barrow. Barrow will know coming into the game, you know, if the weather's particularly poor, that levels things up. I mean, FC are a footballing team, but so are Barrow. They like to play football. That's why they've got a big tall centre forward, but he's a ball player. He likes the ball on the deck. He's got two good feet, and he's got a lot of pace. So, you know, they're a team with lots of confidence. And to suggest that perhaps they've got one key player to look at, yeah, you would suggest that if they nullify the goal-scoring prowess and pace of Tundi, then, yeah, they've got a really good chance. But equally, then you've got, you know, they could be talking about, the player of last week against Hyde. I mean, I know it was Tundi's goals again, but that man, Luke Griffiths, was outstanding. So they could be talking about Griffiths, they could be talking about Potts, they could be you're going to be talking about two or three players in a primary. They're going to be either players that are instrumental in the middle of the park that set things up, or someone up top. You know, you're not going to be just talking about maybe our left back or our right back.
I don't know.
As they are.
I think Dodd's having a great season, as is Doyle, really, and Jones.
What's I mean, as they're pinpointing certain individual or individuals, they'll be looking at players in the midfield, perhaps, and equally, perhaps, those the top man. In Tundi, but it's going to be exciting. I mean, if FC get through this round, doing the last 16, and that's be a fantastic testament. We're coming up against the hardest team to play against in this competition, and we're playing away from home. It's a long journey up there. You know, I know he'll have the players prepared, and it's interesting, Ben, because I think if this had been, let's say, a quarter final,
yeah,
I think we would have stayed up. I think they'd be already up there. I think they would have been up there maybe even last night, given a day's training today, a nice light training, and then nice and relaxed for the afternoon, and then going to the game tomorrow. But obviously, we're still not that far into the competition. And I'm just looking at last season when Chertsey Town won the Cup, on the long journeys that they made, they actually went by train on a couple of occasions as well. So again, that's something Neil will probably be looking at, because he'll be looking at the mental side, and also, you know, that fact of being on a coach and being a long journeys. And if, you know, if we get through this one and we get a big long journey, he'll look at those, and that's the professionalism of him, to be honest, as well.
Yeah, and that professionalism shown through in the post-match interview against Hyde, which not really talked about yet. We'll talk about that match in a second, but he said, you know, they're going to be training on Tuesday. Good point. You're going to be training on Tuesday. Going to be training on Thursday, working on shape and that kind of thing. But on Wednesday, they're coming in for massaging and that kind of thing. And you need that, because we have got a relatively small squad, and that might be one of the secrets.
Yes, it's a good point. And I'm just a bit disappointed that the radio team were invited in for that massage, because, I mean, the amount of work that we do, you know, sometimes we need a little bit of, you know, recalibration. We need being rubbed down and stretched out and all the rest of it. I think it would be quite good. A radio show whilst having a massage as well. That would have been quite an interesting show.
I don't know why you plant these ideas into the minds of people listening. Anyway.
Well, listen, yeah, you're right. You've got to do things professionally. And we've seen that. I mean, obviously this weekend, I know you'll not want to talk about it probably, or you might want to just mention it. But, you know, we've had to use the professionalism of the football club. We've had, obviously, the spat.
With
a player.
Oi, I've got that written down. It's on my list of things to talk about. Don't worry.
Oh, it's okay. It's because I've got a big list today. I've got a long list, you see. Just going back to, by the way, do you know Barrow in Furness, actually, it means in Viking, Bear Island or Island of the Headland.
Oh, okay.
So, because that's where they came down and they saw that. And they've also, as a town, they've got quite a number of celebrity people. But I think, you know, from a chef perspective, you've got the famous Dave Myers from the Hairy Bikers. He's one of the people.
Enough about the celebrities. Tell us about the culinary side of Barrow.
Oh, you've got the Hairy Bikers, you've got, well, Dave Myers, who's from Barrow. But they all got accused, didn't they? The sort of celebrities that are from Barrow were asked a few years ago by the local council, can you stop dissing Barrow, please? Can you stop putting us down? Because basically people think it's a coal bunker. And actually, if you go there, it's a beautiful part of the world. You've got a great coastline. You've got wonderful birds. And you're basically, you know, 20 minutes, you're in the most spectacular landscapes in the world.
Just to say, just before we talk about the week that was in for FC United, just a piece of public service to bring you. Firstly, the motorway junctions in question that are closed this weekend. Junction 32 all the way to Junction 33. So,
well, you know what? dearie me. I mean, if people go to the game tomorrow not having this knowledge, they deserve it. They deserve to get stuck.
And I was going to add, it'll be more than 71, won't it? I mean, there'll be more than 71 going. I mean, that's just the press team. So,
oh, exactly. Yeah, you've got there's a large contingent tomorrow, isn't there? I mean, you got your own bus, haven't you? I believe
it's only me going up. And you know, on the day,
it's only you going.
No, they've all got holidays booked. They're all on holiday. They're already up there, the commentary team.
You're joking.
No.
Right. Okay. So they're all up there together. Are they sharing the FC United Manchester Radio chalet? I mean, brilliant. I just has this picture of Suley doing the cooking. Get everyone sorted. James Quinn's lying next or standing next to the open fire that's roaring, basically reading and narrating some, I don't know, something from Holby City that he was in the other night. And Stato Paul stoking the fire.
Yeah. It'll be James stood over the fire, leaning with one arm on the wall.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
And with a pretend pipe going.
Yeah, exactly. We should also add as well, when it comes to travelling to the ground, don't go to Craven Park, where we played Holker Old Boys. Craven Park is where the rugby league team plays. We're going to the Progression Solicitors Stadium.
What a stupid name, the Progression Solicitors Stadium.
I think it's very...
Goodness gracious.
I think within the letters of the law, when it comes to stadiums, I think it's a very forward-thinking name. I'll have the bell now, please. That was a good joke. Thank you. Right.
And wait, hold on, the punchline's just hit me. That was very bad, yes.
And obviously we should say that when you go to Barrow, do look around.
To where? To
Barrow, because there's a lot of rugby league clubs in the area as well. Loads. tons.
Well, Ben,
they've got rugby league clubs at the end of every street.
Yes, it's not that show, Ben. No, you're not coming to the show. No, not on my show. You're not doing it.
Okay.
I've just been watching. I've just been actually watching before I came on air, watching Warrington versus Wigan from 1988. The New Year's Day,
the battle
Third World War.
Yeah, the battle.
Yeah, that's incredible. But anyway, no, and I thought, he's not doing this today. He's not coming onto my show, taking over, because we know how good you were 2 weeks ago, and basically you peaked, and the show was so good, it was untrue. And it's just, I just listen back, there's no point in me being on there. Ben could just basically have me with specific words by now. You could have edited my voice and all that kind of stuff and done your own show and just basically got me saying, yes, Ben, I think that's right. Yes, Ben, that's superb. Yes, Ben, you're so humorous. So forget your rugby league. But if as you said earlier on, as there is loads of rugby league there, and if people do make the mistake, they'll end up at a rugby league ground anyway.
Exactly. And enjoy yourselves, is what we're trying to say.
They can watch. They can watch a game there.
Another person who'll be trapped on the M6 alongside myself and the rest of the team is Lewis Lacey. Breaking news on Friday. He's back. And I mean, the Twitter feed, it was so good. Because I said on Saturday, and I've said this to you off air, Matty Wolfenden could still do it, you know. And I thought, he's coming back. Matty Wolfenden is coming back. And it's Lewis Lacey. But
it's very, very interesting. I mean, obviously, I know Lewis very well. I know his parents. I was part of the team that had him in the under-18s with Dave and Richard Brown and myself. He played against us in a cup final. Was absolutely outstanding. He was playing for Mossen at the time. We signed him at FC as a young 17-year-old. Bags of pace, bags of quality, absolutely superb. Was absolutely wonderful in the under-18s. Quite a number of clubs wanted him. I remember we played Bolton, away at Bolton, and Sammy Lee at the end of the game came over and basically said, I want to take the kid on trial. He's absolutely outstanding and blah, 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 blah. He played a few games for FC United and Manchester. It's an interesting one. I mean, I'm looking at him now. He's the same age as Richard Smith, who is a centre-half for Ratcliffe. So they're the same age now. And if Lewis, because he's been playing at Chatterton, he has some time in the States when he went over there, and I've not seen him play for a little while now. So if he's matured in the same way as Richard has, and he has that bite and tenacity, then it's a good move. It's certainly a good move, as in the fact for him, they must have been looking at him. They must have had an eye on him, because it's a strange one. I have to say that. But I'm really pleased that he's back. It's his third opportunity at FC. And let's see if he can do something. I mean, you know, you would be thinking, wouldn't you, Ben, in all fairness, I mean, when you're thinking about players coming in, players going out, yeah, Matty Wolf and I agree with you, could do a job still at FC United Manchester. And for me, was the player of the decade. Although that accolade wasn't given to him at the game last week, which is unfortunate. But anyway, I think we would have been thinking, well, we've got a number of players that have gone out on loan. We've got a number of players that have left the club. We've kept an eye on them and see how they're going on. You know, the likes of Sam Baird at Trafford, he scored last week, so he's back in the sort of like the headline, so to speak. How has he been playing? So you've been thinking about, you know, and a couple of other players that were excellent last season in a very, very difficult team. And to bring Lewis back, yeah, it's an interesting one. And I wish him all the luck. And he gives a little bit more because he's strong, he's powerful, he's got a lot of pace. And regardless of what some people say on message boards and all that, he's not an out-and-out centre-forward. He was as a young 17-year-old. He scored bags of goals because of his strength and his power. And he does know where the back of the net is. So he can be that, you know, if things are going against FC tomorrow and we're 1-0 down and there's like 2 minutes to go and you can throw on a big 6'3" plus centre half that could actually do a job up top, then fair enough. I just hope we just don't get any injuries when it comes to the goalkeepers.
Yeah, more on the goalkeepers in a second, but just to finish off with Lewis Lacey, he's very much a confidence player, isn't he? And, you know, there was a moment where he was, you looked at him and went, oh, you're gonna go places here, aren't you? And it just didn't quite work out. And the centre-forward thing, I think a lot of people are thinking back to towards the end of Margie's reign where we played him against Bradford Park Avenue and it was just a horrendous afternoon, not just in the forward line, but just throughout the whole team that afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, you're dead right, Ben, 100%. So he certainly is a confidence player. I think, though, with age, you get a bit more maturity. He spent some time, I think, by himself over in the States. He's come back. He's played for Chadderton, so he's tough enough and hard enough. And obviously they see enough in him to bring him into FC United and Manchester. Whether he'll stay all season, I don't know. Whether he is the complete footballer now, we don't know. Whether or not he's got that bite and appetite, we don't know. We can only find out because, you know, we haven't been following his career in the past few years since he's left FC United.
Now, speaking of players who've left FC United, since you last joined us for Red Rebel Radio, leaving the club, Jordan Buckley, who's gone off to Warrington and put in a man of the match performance last week for Warrington. Ashley Young has gone to Hyde. And more interestingly, Paddy Wharton has gone to Atherton Colls in a move which many people will look back on and say, that's a player who left a football club.
Jordan Buckley, it's not a surprise that you leave a football club and you put a man of the match performance in on your debut, because if you don't do that and you in a new club, they're going to say, what we signed this guy for? So he's done well there. I think he did everything apart from scoring that game. Youngie didn't really get an opportunity at FC, and I think Hyde, good for him, good for Hyde. He'll get some regular football, and you never know. He's the kind of player that FC might want back at some stage or might inquire about at some stage, but Hyde are a good footballing team and good quality as well. So, players will come and go. There seems to be a fixed sort of like 14, 15, doesn't there, Ben? And without injury, and if there's no injuries, those are the players. And I think certain individual players, they go, you know what, I'm going to find it very difficult to get into this team, and if it's going to be down to injury, or indeed it's just going to go down to play maybe 10 or 15 minutes. And at certain points in certain people's careers, they want to play more football, and wish Paddy all the very best going forward. He is no doubt a very good, young, talented goalkeeper. You know, he's still very young at 19 years of age, and you wish him all the very best. I do feel, though, that they've left FC United in a bit of a position and a pickle, because I think, as I think I've said off air, if we'd had an injury this week ourselves to a goalkeeper, you know, it's very, very difficult bringing a keeper in at such close, short notice. And, you know, Paddy's had 3 or 4 games at Atherton, so he's getting back to full fitness. You'd have him on the bench. I would have had him on the bench tomorrow.
Yeah.
As cover, because you need to go. We're going to throw in the young kid I think we've got out on, that's come up from Birmingham City. He's been trading with the first team. And we've also got the youth team goalkeeper as well. They're big asks for goalkeepers to come in, you know. But hopefully, you know, we won't need that.
Now, just before we go, because believe it or not, we're at the end of the show. Just before we go, we do have to mention that the Hyde United performance on the MPL show, which will be out on Friday night. Berkey basically says, of 26-0, that was the best performance he's ever seen from a non-league side, which is high praise indeed, really. I mean, it was such a phenomenal performance. It's going to be difficult to keep that going, but we have been building towards it.
Well, yeah, we haven't Pete. What we've got is we've got consistency. It was quite an even game for the first 20-25 minutes, and Hyde actually could had pretty the best chance to go 1-0 in front. But NFC will always give you an opportunity, because you're a footballing team and you play football. You're always going to get slight opportunities from the opposition. Tomorrow we have to shore that up. We have to make sure we are resolute in everything that we do, because we're playing against, no disrespect to Hyde, a higher level. It was absolutely superb. I mean, you know, from the back all the way through, you know, wonderful, wonderful football. I think all the pundits, everyone that was there, including, I think there was about 127 scouts. In fact, it was like a jamboree. The only person that was missing was Bear Grylls and Lord Baden-Powell. You know, there's that many scouts there on Saturday to watching a number of, I would say, Hyde players as well as FC United players. But Luke Griffiths was just different class. The ball for the fourth, I know it was a great ball out initially by Cameron, one of those low half volleys out to him, and he controlled it well. He just nonchalantly hits it. And that's the thing, he does things nonchalantly. And he's such an attribute to FC United and Manchester. There was great performances all around. And I think Berkey was right. I mean, I've seen extended highlights of the game and listened to it, obviously, and listened to Berkey as well. And, absolutely excellent. I don't think the game tomorrow will be anything like that. It'll be a completely different tussle tomorrow at Barrow. But, yeah, we savour the kind of games like that. And the great thing is tomorrow, Ben, regardless of what's nice, is we've got ourselves into the position. You were talking about it, and Neil's been talking about it. It's getting that light buffer, isn't it?
Yes.
Tomorrow, we could only go as low as fourth if every result went against us. So we've got that nice buffer now where basically if we continue this cup competition and we, you know, won't be playing as many league games, then we're still in that situation where we're not going to drop. Because, I mean, a couple of weeks ago, if we were playing in the cup and we went from, didn't we, went from, fifth, to 10th nearly in one game because all the results went against us. Tomorrow, we've got that buffer now, and that's a good thing. If we've got the team of the month without question for me. And can we... And I think we carry on this way. I mean, we've got three big games, Ben, this month. All away with the exception of one.
Which is Sheffield in the League Cup.
Yeah, Sheffield in the Cup. I mean, tomorrow's a big game. It's a bonus for FC. If FC win tomorrow, it's a big bonus. There's no pressure on the players. There's no pressure on the squad or the club. Go up there, enjoy them. There's going to be a lot of supporters there. Go and enjoy the game. And if we get something out of it, fantastic. Then, you know, we've got the matter of Whitby. Big, big game. And thankfully, Whitby have come to the senses. I think there was a communication mix-up and yes. They were told something. And the problem with Twitter is nowadays, as soon as you put it on the Twitter, bang, everyone, the whole world knows it. Even if you went, oh, what have we done? We didn't mean that. But it's going to be fine. Then, you know, we've got Sheffield and then we have Buxton. And Buxton are on the upper slightly. And they'll want to get one over on us after the 7-0 drubbing. But we could talk about that maybe next week on next week's show. Yeah. Because it's all about tomorrow. And let's see if we can... It will be an upset.
Oh, it'll be a huge upset.
It will be. Two divisions and leaders. So, you know, let's wish the boys all the very, very best and everyone a safe journey up there. And, you know, by 10 to 5... I know Neil said by 4:45, hopefully within the next round of the draw. But nowadays, not one team ever finishes a 4:45. You're 5 o'clock. It's always 6-7 minutes of additional time. FC will be finishing. I'll be prepping myself to go and watch the mighty Union St. Giles against Leuven, who are top of the division. And we're playing at home tomorrow. And you know what they've done? For every season ticket holder, they've given us all a free ticket to invite a friend.
What a good idea!
Yep, it certainly is. I've got no friends, so that's the problem.
Okey-dokey.
No friends at all.
Sad way to end the show.
But my local bar, Ben, are now very au fait with FC United of Manchester versus Rochdale in the FA Cup 2010, and all the greatest highlights of. Georgie Best, and in fact, quite a number of It'll Be Offs and FC United related television, because I basically made them all watch it, because I bring the fire stick into the pub now, stick it on there, massive big screen, and they can't get away from FC United. Well, I'm building the brand, Ben, I'm building the brand.
on that positive note and slightly corporate note, a big thank you to Swampert from Belgium for joining us on this week's show. Just before you go, Swampert, what's your song this week?
Oh, you like this? It's anything by this person. The album, the person in question is James Hassell, and the album is called Fletcher Moss Park.
Oh.
And that's especially for Comrade Fletcher Moss. Probably one of the albums of the decade, in fairness. Absolutely superb album. You can play whatever you want off it, Ben. And I'll just say a very happy new year to everybody. I hope you enjoy tomorrow. Safe journey up there. And if anyone also is listening to this show, get yourself on to Helen Murphy's profile. She is doing a skydiving jump, raising money for the Riff Raff Society, which are based in Ermston. So if those of you know Helen Murphy... delve into your pockets and help with that as well. So, but good luck tomorrow. Thanks, Ben. Enjoy your trip, and I will see you this time next week, Ben, in
Whitby,
Manchester.
Oh yeah, you're back, aren't you?
We'll be doing the show. I'll be doing the show. Thanks for that. Yes, free lifts are back on the menu, Ben.
That is great news. Oh, just before we go properly, I'd just like to say because you know we've been pretty dismissive about this motorway closing business over the weekend. Junction 32 to Junction 33 is about 20 miles, so do take it seriously. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Bye.
This is FC UM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.